V'hinani nosein lecha bo mashal mevuar. Kigon shenishal ish me'anshei chach... Now I know that that's what you wanted to say to me, but you didn't. Thank you. Kigon shenishal le'ish me'anshei chachmas arafua v'acheshbon v'anigun. Imagine you would say, you would ask a man who is an expert in refuah or in math or in music. Interesting that all three of those are like the three categories, right? A doctor, a mathematician, or a guitarist. Umayir b'chachmas ateva, and he's someone who is a very quick, very smart in natural sciences. V'charif v'rayono v'yofativo, and he's also an intelligent man. But he happens to not know anything about trigonometry. That's what that is. Engineering, maybe. And he doesn't know anything about astronomy. And you say to him, what would you say about someone who says that the Shemesh that we see is if it's like a small little circle, is really a huge sphere. The Godel HaKador, the Godel HaKador, it's Mea V'Shishim V'Shisha Pam U'Shlosha Shmine Pam. And it's 166 and 3/8 bigger than Earth. And you're sitting there on Earth and you're looking up and you see this small little circle. The Chador HaArech V'Midasa Asinu Amidos Eila HuKadu Sheish Bekefa Arba V'Eshrim Elef Mil. And the Earth as a circle has a circumference of 24,000 mil. And because I know the circumference of Earth, and I know the size differential between Earth and the Sun, I can tell you based on that, I can figure out the circumference of the Sun. So he doesn't know anything about astronomy. He also doesn't know, I think it is like trigonometry and geometry. So he doesn't know. He doesn't understand like what circumferences are and radii and things like that. So therefore, he doesn't. Ein suffik sheishu zach harayon. He could be a very smart man. Asher hischem and achabchos kol shamarnu. And yet, and he's a real expert in music and in. So I shouldn't say math. It's something in medicine. Let's say he's an expert in all these areas. In those other areas, lo yimtza benafsho makom lekaim zosemuna. Yet he'll have trouble believing you when you say these things about the sun. And in fact, it's actually completely unintelligible to him. And his initial thought will be that what you're saying is just wrong. How can a person be standing in a tiny little spot on earth? How could he possibly figure out, how could I sit here on earth, look up at the sun, and figure out how big the sun is? I don't know how far away it is and how close it is, and I only see a small little circle. So how could I ever figure out? Doesn't matter. How could I ever figure out any? How could one figure that out? Ada sherti adaito kolela sosa kemoshu kolo midas chelik mechalke aretz. How would you ever be able to figure all this stuff out? V'od yomar echav sher zev hine gerem hashemesh b'shamayim betachlis amerachak. It's so far away. V'afilu ri'as gerem hashemesh al noch oniyav shalonu v'lona sigel el zivo b'van. And you can't really even look at the sun. How could someone possibly go up there and measure the circumference of the sun and get to a degree of 3/8 of a mil or whatever it was? 3/8 of what?
Bigger than the sun.
And come to a fraction of 3/8? This is just something that's not possible. And he'll for sure think you're lying or you're not telling the truth. But when he trains himself a lot in the chachma of measurements, and he understands the science of spheres, and he reads the classics, Svarim, on this topic, Ritzoni Lomar, Sefer Tzchunas HaGalgalim, Hayadua, Sefer Al-Magesti. Like, for instance, he reads the famous work on the nature of the spheres in heaven, which is called Sefer Al-Magesti, which is, it says in the bottom here, was authored by Ptolemy. Is that Ptolemy? No, Ptolemy was a king.
Smart.
Maybe. Okay. Pythagoras? Ptolemyus? Pythagoras? I don't know. Okay, anyway. Oz tisbar etzlo zosataina. V'toshuv lo lios taina semesh. Eim basafek v'yeshalov mofes. When he reads the book, say for Almagesti, and he studies a little bit about these things, then he'll realize that what you're telling is the truth. V'lo ya etzlo hefresh. Bein shiguf ha-shemeshu kashir ha-zeo shemesh osha shemesh mitsuya. There won't be any difference to him between the knowledge of the size of it and the fact that it exists. Those will just be both obvious things. And it'll be interesting that it used to be something that he thought was just unbelievable, and now he'll realize that it's absolutely true. And this is obvious that this could happen. Someone could be unintelligible about something, unknowledgeable about something, and later gain knowledge, and therefore it's obvious. And yet, and I didn't choose somebody who's foolish for this mashal. I chose someone who's very, very knowledgeable. And it's a very, very, this question, which is a question, a mathematical question, this question of knowing the astronomy and the mathematics, this is a very, very important knowledge that you would use in order to get to knowledge of God. So certainly, our mashal will be true about someone who's not knowledgeable. Meaning this is very chashuv stuff that he knows. And yet, it's still possible that there will be certain things he doesn't know. He hasn't learned that yet. Certainly someone who's not so knowledgeable at all. And he hasn't learned any of the core knowledge, core fields of study. Rather, he went from the knowledge of being his mother's child to the knowledge of being his wife's husband. Meaning he hung out with women, and the women in medieval times were not educated. So he hasn't learned anything. So certainly if you would ask him a question about divine things, shein tzfunos bedrashos, that are going to be hidden in the drashos of Chazal, ain't suffix shein rechokos beinav karocha kashmayim in arts, so they'll be certainly even more so unbelievable. And he'll refuse to believe them. So meaning, even if you take a knowledgeable person and you speak to him about a field that he doesn't know about, it's going to be hard for him to understand it. If you take a person who's not so knowledgeable at all in anything, and then you speak to him about godly things which are above knowledge, regular knowledge. And therefore, when we're looking at drashos of Chazal and they sound unbelievable, we should be dore, we should be down the kafskus. We shouldn't say, oh, they're wrong. But when something that they say sounds foolish, we should spend our time trying to educate ourselves better so that we can understand them. If our hearts are able, our minds are able to understand this thing, I think we've mentioned before, lave in medieval writing is often a reference to the brain. Lev Maven, Libi Amarli, Chovos Halovavos are intellectual things that you need to know. Lev is Maven, Libi Amarli. It means my mind tells me. So when you say my heart tells me, what you mean, unless you say like, this doesn't make any sense, but my heart, then you mean like your emotions. But usually when you say my heart tells me this is right, if you would say such an expression, Libi Amarli, that this is right, you mean that my intuitive seichel tells me that this is correct. So he says, if our minds, our libo seinu, are able to understand this. He's about to tell us what all the things that the chachamim have. He's about to lace in with some major mussar. He says, the chachamim have a taiva lilmod. I mean, that's their taiva. Their taiva was to learn. V'tova rayon, and they were smart. V'ayigi, and they worked hard. V'chevra salomdim anechbadim, and they hung out with other chachamim. V'archakas ha'olim b'chol ma'ashi yeshbo, and they also ran away from luxuries. So they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 milas. Still, how you miachsem achisaron lenafsham. When they compared themselves to the earlier generations, they considered themselves like nothing. This is like what we're told. If you know what the base of Midrash looked like, so it was like a rectangle and then a wide rectangle. Stairs. Here's the Kodesh, here's the Ulam. So the opening to the Ulam was huge. So that was the mind of, and then that's the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodeshim in there. So the minds, that's the statement that's made there by Chazal and Erevin, that the minds of the Rishonim are like the Pesach of the Ulam, and of the Achronim isn't even like the whole of a needle. Later people, the Achronim don't mean Achronim like Rav Baruch Ber and Rav Elchanan. This is the Tanaim, this is the Amoraim talking, meaning the later Rabbanim. V'kol shekein anachnu, and even more so says the Rambam us, she'achachma nifsecha v'nedra mimenu. We've got like nothing left of Chachma. Kasher hodiyanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'avdu Chachmas Chachama v'ubinas nevonav tistatar. Yishayo says that in the times of the Gullus, so Chachma will be hidden. There'll be Gullus of Chachma. Four things that are hinted to in this pasuk. Number one, chulshas haseichel, weak-minded. Chozek ha-taiva, strength of taiva. Atzlus u'bakashas ha-chachma, laziness. Uzrizus bebetz ha-olam, and a desire for physical things. So these are all four strikes against us. Bebetz ha-olam arba shvatav ha-raim. So how can we not attribute, when something doesn't make sense, how can we not attribute it to ourselves? How could we chas v'shalom attribute it to Chazal? When we compare ourselves to them, when we consider our value compared to them. You can close it. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. Umibnei asher yadu aleihem hashalom binyan zeh, shekol devrayim beruim nikiyim ve'ein b'hem sigim, tzivu aleihem v'yisiru shlo yilag adam aleihem, v'yamru kol amal gadevei chachamim nidon b'tsoa rosachas. Since they knew that what they were saying was correct, Chazal, and that later generations would have troubles with it, so they said, anyone who makes fun of Divrei Chachamim is going to be boiled in burning feces. And there's no greater boiling feces than the fool who's not knowledgeable. So the Rambam is taking that statement and just, you know, learning it as a metaphor. It says you're going to be burned in boiling tsoa. Doesn't literally mean that. It means that you're going to be an absolute fool and an imbecile. And therefore, you don't find any normal people who say that what Chazal say are wrong. The only people who say such things are balei taiva. Those who give all value to their, you know, to touch and touch morgashos, like to like carnal pleasures. People who have not been touched at all by the light of intelligence. And since they knew the chachma that they were dealing with, they spent all of their time. Interesting that he says miksa sayom, meaning because this is the Rambam Shita, so you have to work. So he says, and therefore they would try as much as they can to spend as much of the nights as they could and parts of the day, and they would make chachma their tachlis. V'simuhu tachlis hachachma. And they would make, or they would make their focus to be to get chachma.
V'cheinu, and this is correct. This is the right approach. V'amru, and this is what. So the Rambam was pushed that you should learn and be a Talmud Chacham. And this is what Chazal mean when they say Hashem has in his world four amos of halacha. That's the real ikker for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously the world is bigger than Dalar Amos, but that's the ikker, the Dalar Amos of halacha. Don't leave the Dalar Amos of halacha. So let's take a look at this Maimer Chazal, because if you look at this Maimer Chazal, it sounds not true. Kilu arba amos shalacha bavadu atachlus and adreshes. Is that the MS? That's really true. The whole focus is the arba amos of halacha. What about shara chachmos vadeos muskalos achagavu? What, we just throw everything else away? Ubizman shem ve'aver v'achareim shloheis v'sham halacha. What about the times of shem ve'aver? They didn't have halacha. What were they learning? Hanucha lomar shloheil lakadosh baruch hu chelek be'olam klal. The time of Shem Ve'Aver, Hashem didn't have any interaction with the world because Hashem's interaction is just with Dalal Amos Halacha. There was no Halacha at the time of Shem Ve'Aver. Aval im ta'ein za davar iyon sichli tirabo menachachmos davar pelo. But if you look into this Maimer Chazal well, you are going to see an amazing thing. V'timtzena kolal klal gadol menamuskalos, and it's going to contain within it a major, major yisod. V'ani avarem lecha kadei shiyel lecha dimyon l'shar mashiyavu liyadcha. And I'm going to explain this Maimar Chazal. I mean, the whole point here, the Rambam has been telling us that the Maimar Chazal about Agadatos are very, very deep, and if you don't understand them, it's because of you. So he says, you know what? Let's try one on for size. I'm going to now explain to you a Maimar Chazal, and I'm going to show you how deep they are. So Ani Evarim Lecha, I'm going to explain it to you. Kidei Shiyel Lecha Dimyon, so you can have an example. L'shar Mashiyavu Liyadcha. When you learn other Agadatos, you'll be able to know. V'lochein Sim Libcha Lov Karois. Therefore, listen up carefully, my son, because I'm about to reveal to your eyes the depths of this statement, the Ein L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Ela Arba Amos Bilvai. So I will tell you now that the next section that we're going to be doing is probably the most famous part of, if you're like a Machshava person, then for sure the next part is the most famous part of the Rambam.